That's the way to bring up your daughter?
Oh, sure, my daughter, my daughter. When she comes home with A's on her report card, then she's your daughter. But just let her do something wrong, and then she's my daughter. And what kind of help are you then? All you do is raise your voice and yell.
So what are you, Silent Sam? You don't go around here whispering, you know.
The only reason I raise my voice is so that I can be heard above you.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
All right, you don't have to sign it. Just push your initials on it.
Get out of here! This family's getting completely out of hand.
Look, why don't you just lower your voice and sign it so that Rusty can get to school?
Here, you sign it.
They don't want my signature. They want yours.
Forge it!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. On this date in 1953, 67 years ago, television history was made when Make Room for Daddy premiered on the ABC network. Retitled The Danny Thomas Show after the first three seasons, it left ABC in 1957 and ran for an additional 7 years on CBS. In March 1953, when Danny Thomas first signed the contract for the show, he chose Desilu Studios to film it, using its new three-camera method. Episodes regularly featured music by Danny Thomas, guest stars, and occasionally other cast members as part of the plot. Thomas played the role of Danny Williams, a successful comedian and nightclub entertainer at the Copa Club, based on the iconic New York City nightclub, the Copacabana. Gene Hagen appeared as his serious and loving wife, Margaret. Their daughter, Terry, was played by Sherry Jackson, and Rusty Hamer appeared as their son, Rusty. The show's premise involved Danny rarely having time to spend with his family and Margaret having to deal with the children all on her own. She often felt neglected by Danny and on several occasions felt like leaving him. For its first 4 years, the show garnered decent ratings but failed to make the top 30 programs. Shortly after the third season finished filming, Gene Hagen left the show over dissatisfaction with her role and frequent clashes with Thomas. At the start of the fourth season, both Thomas and producer Sheldon Leonard were faced with a serious dilemma: how to explain Hagen's absence. To have Danny and Margaret divorce in that era would have been unacceptable to television audiences, so it was explained that Margaret had died suddenly off-screen. It was a risky move, because until this time, no character on a TV situation comedy had died. In a four-part story arc that began airing in April 1957, son Rusty fell ill with the measles, and Danny hired Kathy O'Hara, Marjorie Lord, a young Irish nurse, to look after him. By the opening of the show's fifth season, Danny and Kathy were married and on their honeymoon. At the end of that year, and now called The Danny Thomas Show, the program posted its highest rating, number 2. Other cast members came and went, including Sid Melton, Pat Carroll, Mary Wicks, and veteran character actor Hans Conried, who had a recurring role as Danny's eccentric Uncle Tanoose. By the 10th year, both Danny Thomas and Marjorie Lord were tired of their roles and were ready to wrap it up. During the 10th and final season, Thomas decided to retire from the show, and the program ended in the spring of 1964, finishing as still one of the most popular television programs of its day, ranked at number 9. The characters took their place alongside the Nelsons of Ozzie and Harriet, the Cleavers of Leave It to Beaver, the Andersons of Father Knows Best, and the Cunninghams of Happy Days. Perhaps the show's most enduring legacy was the spin-off it generated. In its seventh season, Danny was arrested by Sheriff Andy Taylor in the quaint little southern town of Mayberry. That was 60 years ago. And the following year, the Andy Griffith Show was born. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 29th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.